This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Guarded by Cameron, inside for Zeke Taylor. Left baseline, now it's Andino. Andino lost the handle, saves it in the left corner. Now it's Taylor, nine to shoot. Post up against him, Zeke. He does. Right to left, fakes left, gets around his man. Yeah. Lays it up and in! Isaac Taylor, feed the beast! 73-71 Hawks, 40 seconds remaining.
The Hawks, a gritty 78-73 win. He gets a big fist bump from Jesse T. Williams and the other supporters, Harry Hawk as well, and here comes Coach Reed right now. Coach, I'll say it, that was the most exciting game of the season, and we came out on top. Your thoughts on this one?
Well, congratulations to these young men in Maryland Eastern Shore. They have not stopped battling, and they've improved as the season is going on. So hats off to the young men in the locker room and the coaching staff, Ace Custis, Raheem Waller, and Joe Flagler did a super job of getting these guys prepared to play. And they're showing resilience, they're showing toughness, and I like what I see.
I noticed with the coaching staff, sorry, Dave, but all black on the sideline. And it was, what's that Duke principal, right? It's their funeral.
Well, before the game, Todd Bowles said he wasn't having that at all. Y'all picked the wrong opponent to try to bury tonight. So he had an extra little something for his team when they came out because he didn't know it until they came out. So I said maybe we should have saved this for somebody else.
Well, Coach, let's give you some credit for getting that team ready to play. And those guys, you played extremely hard tonight, extra hard, I thought. Diving for loose balls, we're saving them. I mean, and I give you huge credit. We took a little lead by going down inside to the big guys, and the big guys came through for you.
Well, absolutely. We thought as time went on that these guys would get better and better. And they just and A.J. Cheeseman is a really good player, but he's just not playing with confidence right now. You know, he's trying to get his rhythm back and his confidence back at the same time. And Isaac has delivered for us. We wanted to go to him. He got in a little foul trouble. That kind of hurt the game plan a little bit. But the guy did a super job. I'm proud of him.
Yeah, we just got the stat sheet here. It looks like six players in double figures, really balanced. Brian Arudia stands up for those 18 points. A few more turnovers, but I think he made up for it. There was that play in the early second half. He dove for a loose ball. He was parallel about. with the hardwood. I mean, that is hustle right there.
And that's the kind of toughness that I like to see. And they are starting to take on my personality. If you say what a Cliff Reed team is tough, disciplined, won't beat themselves. Right. And we're getting part of that. It took us a long time, but when you take over a job like this, sometimes that everybody's not accustomed to my voice being the primary voice, and this the way we want to do things. So it's taken us a while, and the injuries and things have played a part in that. But hey, man, I can't say enough of great things about these young men because, as you can see, they're playing really hard. It's not indicative of what our record is. We play like we're on the flip side of that, and that's great to see.
It's a good time to be playing hard.
Absolutely.
Coaches. That's a great time to be
and make
that.
A few shots.
You shot the lights out of it the first half.
And you
still shot well for
the second half. Just too many turnovers.
56%. Well, that's two wins in a row now. We got Delaware State coming into town 3 days from now. A chance to win three in a row going into the MEAC tournament. What is it that you always say? It's about the three or four games in March, right?
Absolutely. Three or four games in March. What it's all about.
All right. Well, he's Cliff Reed, head coach of Maryland Eastern Shore. And congratulations there, Coach. We'll see you at a Hawk Talk on Wednesday and right back here on Thursday.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Coach.